Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Apple has launched a new range of products, including the iPhone 13, new iPads and a watch. But the launch was overshadowed by news of a new security flaw in Apple devices, which could let attackers access its iMessage service without the user having to even click on a malicious link or file. Well, Ciara O'Brien is business and technology journalist with the Irish Times, and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Ciara.
Good morning.
So let's come to the hack a little bit down the line. Coming back to the launch yesterday, this new iPhone range, what's the iPhone 13 like?
Look, it's a lot of what we were expecting, to be honest. I mean, September is traditionally the time now when Apple unveils its new phones. And for a long time, what we were getting was one year we would get the big change, the big news, the big reveals, and then the following year we'd get incremental updates. So last year we had the addition of 5G to the phones. This year, you know, it is more of an incremental update. So I think like some people were saying they were a bit underwhelmed by the whole thing, but there was some interesting things in there. So first of all, we've still got four iPhones. We've got the iPhone 13 and the 13 mini, and then we've got the two Pro models, the Pro and the Pro Max. They introduced some new colours as well. So all these little things that people like. So we knew we were going to get the camera updates and an updated chip, which is exactly what we got. You know, it's at this point, leaks have already started for the iPhone 14. So it shows you kind of the appetite for what is coming down the line is huge. But
so, you know, so you're saying next year is going to be the exciting one.
Well, that's what people are anticipating. But look, you know, in the situation we're in, we can't say for definite what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, all companies at the moment are battling COVID-related shortages and all that stuff. So, you know, we don't know what's coming down the line. But that's typically how they have done it. The interesting things that they announced for the iPhone 13, obviously, there was some camera improvements. People seem to be getting very excited about this cinematic mode on the iPhone, which gives you kind of like a professional level control over, you know, focus, and you know where focus will automatically shift from a person if they turn their head. So it kind of it gives you a bit more control over your videos, and at the same time lets the phone take over some of the creative things that maybe you wouldn't have the skills to do. I certainly wouldn't have the skills
to
do.
No, me either.
You can No, I mean, like, I am expecting full on cinema quality home videos from all my kids' parties now. That's the only way I'm going to allow this to happen.
And hasn't that been lacking in our lives, Ciara?
It has. And, you know, I think we're all like pro photographers these days. Well, obviously not pro photographers before I get angry emails from photographers. But if you look at the type of photos that I would have taken, you know, 10 years ago compared to what I can take now, and I don't have to carry an actual digital SLR camera, I can just take stuff on my iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it does an awful lot for you. It takes a lot of the guesswork out. And this is just another step. And now it's on video. And then you can go back in and you can edit that effect kind of after shooting because of the amount of information it's actually gathering. There's something else coming down the line called ProRes support, which is kind of aimed more at, say, professional video editing. To be honest, I'm not really myself. I probably wouldn't use it, but you know, people seem to be getting very excited about that mm-hmm. as well.
And the storage on the new iPhone, that's going to improve as well.
Yes, for the Pro models have a 1 terabyte storage on it. To put that in context, that's about twice what I have on my laptop at the moment. It's wow. huge. I mean, now if you're going to be doing a lot of these professional quality videos, obviously you're going to need storage for it. So that is probably where that has come from. But Apple has always kind of pushed the storage every time they've launched a new phone. And it's no exception this time. I mean, they've doubled kind of the entry-level storage for the devices as well. So even if you are getting just the iPhone 13 mini, you're still going to get more storage.
Yeah, the storage so issue
and that's something we can all deal with.
Oh, it drives people mad. And I mean, I think my expectations actually are you know, gone above and beyond because I have hundreds of photographs now on my old iPhone and I complain then when it tells me I've no room left, leave me alone. The same thing happens with my watch. So it is a thing that annoys people, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, I have, I think, around 20,000 photos on my iPhone, stored on my iPhone.
I'm glad you do that as well.
It's an insane
I'm glad you
amount
hear
of
that.
Photos. it's an insane amount of photos. It is like, I mean, there's just no way that I could possibly go through all those. But this is like, I mean, I have two children. So so around 2014, when my first child was born, my phone suddenly shot up in the amount of storage for photographs, because obviously you're taking photographs of every single thing your child does. If you have pets as well, you know, like this is what happens. This is what happens to my, this is what's happened to my life. It's what happens to a lot of people.
Yeah. Peaking you in know, the holidays.
All of a sudden, all these things holidays, birthday parties. And then, of course, now they're at the stage where they're taking their own photographs on my phone. So I have lots of photographs of walls.
Yes, yes. And you keep all
just
of those.
Just because that's what's important.
As well. Now, talk
yeah,
to me.
I mean, it's their early artistic endeavours. You know, you kind of have to.
Talk to me about money, Kira. How much do these new phones cost?
Ooh, it depends on what one you're going for. So the iPhone 13 mini starts from €829. The 13 is an extra €100, €929. And the Pro model's a bit more expensive, over €1,000. So €1,179 for the 13 Pro, and then another €100 on top of that then for the Pro Max. Now, I know everybody cringes when they hear the prices of these phones. There are so few people who actually buy a phone outright these days. And I would always say to people, it's something you should look into, because you do end up paying for the phone over the course of your plan anyway. And this way you can get your SIM free. If you pay for it outright, you can get your SIM free plan. You can do a 30-day contract. And if the phone plan isn't suiting you, you go elsewhere. Most people will still buy their phones on a two-year contract, and they will be locked into that contract for 2 years. And then they'll talk about getting their free upgrades when they're not actually free. But look, this is, you know, this is what we do. You know, people get their phones every couple of years. And I think the replacement cycle for all these devices is lengthening. I mean, most people will keep their phones for 2 years now rather than changing them every year. So anybody who bought an iPhone 12 last year, they're probably not going to be upgrading this year. It probably wouldn't be worth their while to upgrade this year anyway. But if you have an iPhone 11 or older, you know, it's something to consider. Now, Apple also does a trade-in program. So there are ways to kind of bring that cost down if you want to buy directly from them.
Do most people not keep their phones until the phone dies?
Well, see, the problem is that over time, your phone may, obviously you may break your phone, the battery might start to deteriorate. You can get those bits replaced. I mean, a battery replacement is far less than €829, for example. But what happens then, obviously, over time is that as the phones are older, the chips are older, they start to slow down a bit, and eventually the software is not supported on your phone anymore. So I know a few people who up until fairly recently would still have had an iPhone 4 just because it still worked. I mean, what's the point in replacing it if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people are a bit more conscious as well about their carbon footprint. Money aside, you know, the electronics, we have a huge problem with electronic waste. And while Apple has a recycling program and they have all these very cool robots that will take the phones apart. I mean, I've been in a wee recycling plant where they separate all your electronic rubbish. And a lot of it is kind of, it's bashed apart, you know, in machines, whereas the Apple robots will actually separate them, you know, separate the parts. They're designed to separate iPhones,
again.
So they'll process.
I want to ask you about this hack that we've been downloading the software to counteract. What's happening with that, Kira?
All right, first of all, don't panic. It sounds quite scary, but this particular vulnerability was exploited. The Pegasus software, it's basically but from a company called NSO, and they have customers. You know, these aren't, you know, hackers hiding in their sheds or their basements or whatever, you know, trite image we have of people who do this kind of thing. You know, these are not kind of, you know, this is an actual business, and they sell this kind of software supposedly to law enforcement so that they can, you know, that they can fight terrorism and stuff like that. But it has come out, obviously, that that's not only who it was sold to, and has been apparently been sold to government agencies in the past, or that they was, so the reports say. So, I mean, for the average person, they're not going to be targeted by this particular hack. However, in saying that, it is a good idea, obviously, to have your software up to date, because if there is a way in, if somebody has found a way in, you can guarantee somebody else will find a way in.
Yes.
So once you have your software up to date, this particular one targeted iMessage. And we saw this a couple of years ago as well with WhatsApp. And it, the sneaky thing about this one is it's a zero-click exploit. So usually when you get, you know, we've all got those messages supposedly
from
delivery companies.
Yeah, you have to click on something, but with this one, you don't. Kira, I'm going to leave it there because there's one more item I want to discuss. But thank you very much, Kira O'Brien there from the Irish Times. And before